You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
TikTok. You'd have to be living in a cave or under a rock not to know about TikTok. My twins are always TikToking or watching TikToks. I'm sneaking up on them all the time. They're on TikTok. But how does the death of a young husband and father, and I might add corrections officer, what does that have to do with TikTok?
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us here at Fox Nation and Sirius XM 111. Take a listen to this 911 call.
911, what is your emergency? There's blood all over the place. I just got assaulted and jumped.
Are you the one that got stabbed?
No, that was the other victim, but I got beat up really bad and I had blood all over me.
All right, so you're at 2986 Thornhill as well?
Yes.
All right, and you want an ambulance?
I don't know.
All right, the person, the people who did it to you, are they still there?
They came with trucks, came on my property with guns, and then when I fought them off, they drove away.
What happened? You are hearing a 911 call from Zachary Latham, age 18. Did you notice he said, I've got blood all over me? But is it his blood? Take a listen to more of that 911 call.
How are you injured, sir?
My windpipe was crushed in and I got stomped out and choked by like 10 people.
And where are you bleeding from?
I don't know. There's blood all over me. I don't even know if it's cut. There's blood all over our garage.
Okay.
Now the person came in and said they had guns and they were going to kill us. And they came in my garage and attacked all of us. There was four people.
Okay. Hold on 1 second for the police, okay?
Okay.
So, okay, he's saying I've got blood all over me, but clearly he's not the one bleeding. But to hear his 911 call, you'd think he was. Again, I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thanks for being with us here at Fox Nation and Sirius XM 111. What an all-star panel I've got to break it down and put it back together. And boy, do we need some figuring out on this one. Wendy Patchett with me, California prosecutor, author of Red Flags, and host of Live with Dr. Wendy at KCBQ Radio. And you can find her at WendyPatrickPhD.com. Renowned psychiatrist joining us from Atlanta, Dr. Angela Arnold. She's at AngelaArnoldMD.com. James Shelnut, 27 years, Atlanta Metro Major Case, SWAT, now lawyer. He's at ShelnutLawFirm.com. Dr. Kendall Crowns, the deputy medical examiner, Travis County, Texas. That's Austin, by the way. Never lack of business there. But first, to CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter Levi Page. Levi, I want you to hear this TikTok posted by 18-year-old Latham, Zachary Latham. Listen.
He's having a... Yeah?
Video shows 18-year-old Zachary Latham racing through the quiet suburban streets in Vineland, New Jersey at more than 100 miles an hour. When his neighbor Tiffany Durham asks Latham to slow down, he obnoxiously calls her Karen.
What are you going to do, Karen?
That's not my name, so get my name straight.
You okay, Karen?
That heated exchange on this quiet residential street was just one of many, according to a family friend, who also says most of the encounters were posted on TikTok.
He posted on TikTok, and that has 760,000 views. He turns the corner here, and the Durham family's outside doing yard work. It was a beautiful day, and he yells out the window, hey, Karen, we went viral on TikTok.
Okay. Now, you know I swore off cursing when the twins were born. But Jackie, there's no other way to put it. He is just a jackass. That's the only thing I can say. Well, I could say more, but I'm not going to. You know, first of all, Levi Page, I assume you know what a Karen is?
Yes, a derogatory term for a middle-aged woman that complains a lot.
Well, a middle-aged woman that complains, period. And I believe it's based largely in women that complain for no reason. Okay, there's names for men too, but a Karen is somebody that makes basically a baseless argument. Would you agree with that? Yes, no.
Yes.
What about a Wendy? Go ahead. They're often what?
They're often described as someone that wants to speak to the manager at a store or a restaurant for no reason.
Yes, right. Okay, that's a good example. Wendy Patrick, California prosecutor, host of Live with Dr. Wendy, KCBQ. Wendy, now when you call somebody a Karen, it's derogatory. That's an insult. But I can tell you this much, I'd be doing a whole lot more. Well, I called him a jackass earlier, but if some brat was driving 100 mph in our neighborhood and I caught him, yeah, I'd be doing a lot more than complaining. You know that's right. So calling this woman, Mrs. Durham, a Karen is just really adding salt, rubbing salt in the wound.
It's provocative, and that was the purpose of doing it. And that's part of the purpose probably of driving as fast as he was to begin with. It is drawing attention to his bad behavior and then calling her out for justifiably being concerned for the safety of the neighborhood. And you bet that's going to be relevant in terms of judging what kind of a person this is.
Now, to Dr. Angela Arnold, psychiatrist joining us out of the Atlanta jurisdiction, if somebody called me a Karen, I couldn't care less. I don't care. I would absolutely call police. And here's the kicker in this case. They did call police, but they were told because of COVID, there was not a whole lot the courts could do about it. So, Angela Arnold, it's a real insult when this 18-year-old calls Miss Durham a Karen because she didn't like him driving 100 mph.
Well, the whole situation is such a symbol of disrespect, isn't it? Who drives 100 miles an hour through anywhere, through a residential neighborhood? And then for him to call her such a derogatory name, a Karen, which incites so much inside of people right now. Everything is so inflammatory.
You know, actually, I'm rethinking it. And if somebody did call me a Karen, I'd want to give him a knuckle sandwich, no mayo. But I know better than to do that. I'm getting hung up on a traffic violation that could have turned deadly right there. This Zachary Latham driving 100 mph in a residential neighborhood, very quiet neighborhood, by the way, Vineland, New Jersey. And Miss Durham gets angry. And so she confronts him about it. And then he videos the whole thing, and then drives by to explain to her the next day that the video, quote, went viral. That means lots and lots and lots of people have watched it. Now, I want you to take a listen. I don't want to get hung up on the traffic violation when I've got a dead body on my hands, but take a listen to more of TikTok video by this brat, Zachary Latham.
What are you going to do, Karen?
That's not my name, so get my name straight. Go ahead.
I'll you okay, Karen? Go ahead, get my tag.
Go.
Get my tag, Karen.
My name is not Karen, so get my name straight.
Get my tag, it's okay.
A45MFA.
You know, to James Shelnut, 27 years, Metro Major case, and SWAT now lawyer, they tried to call police on their neighbors, on this brat. And instead, they were told, but remember, this is during COVID, there's really not a lot the cops could do about it because the courts were closed essentially at the time, except for emergencies. They were turned away. But can you hear the tension brewing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is one of those situations that snowballed from a serious traffic offense where somebody could have been hurt or killed into a violent situation. And this kid, this Latham kid was doing nothing but trying to provoke these people. He had no respect for anybody there. And I think he hit the nail on the head. He's a brat and he needed an attitude adjustment. Unfortunately, he didn't get it right then. They tried to call the police. Nothing occurred, and I think that that caused tensions to boil even more and continue to make this problem escalate.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we're talking about the death of a corrections officer, a father, a husband, minding his own business when his bratty neighbor, 18-year-old Zachary Latham, torments Mr. Durham's wife repeatedly over and over. You could hear him revving his engine. You don't want that when you have children out playing in the street. For this brat, 18 years old, going on 19, driving 100 miles an hour, and then when Miss Durham videos it, tries to get his tag number, he mocks her over and over and over, calling her a Karen. It escalates from there, and we end up with a dead body. Straight out to Levi Page, crimeonline.com investigative reporter. You're just hearing him mocking Miss Durham, gunning his engine, and whining that three cops are there because his car is loud. It's not because his car is loud. It's because he was driving 100 miles an hour, and he was taunting her about going viral. Okay, what happens next?
So, Nancy, we know that he was doing 100 miles per hour because he actually TikToked it himself, and he has put this family, the Durham family, on TikTok many times after this incident. He drove by the house, revved his engine. When he saw Catherine Durham, who goes by Tiffany, outside, he says, "We went viral." He also posted on TikTok, "If this reaches a million views, I'm going to post the address of the Durhams on here, and you people can drive by, his followers can drive by their house and rev your engine too." So there was a lot of taunting on TikTok by Zachary Latham, 18 years old. He even posted a TikTok with a gun talking about this family. A lot of aggression with this 18-year-old man.
To you, Dr. Angela Arnold, you're the psychiatrist. What's wrong with him?
What's wrong with this child?
He's not a child, number one.
Adult.
He's almost 19, and he's in the National Guard.
It sounds like he has a complete disrespect for and disregard for all things legal. But he also seems to want a lot of attention. It seems like he's craving an awful lot of attention, and that's why he's putting these things on TikTok. He wants to be widely known by strangers.
Well, what is that desire for fame that you'll do anything to be a social media star? Anything.
That's what is driving this, is his desire to be, and it's not wealth and influence that he's looking for. He has an overriding desire to be widely known by strangers, okay? And it's a desire, it's actually a desire, Nancy, for social acceptance.
Guys, it gets worse and worse. It escalates. As you know, it ultimately ends in a dead body. Take a listen to our friends at Inside Edition.
After the Durhams say Latham nearly ran over their son, Dad Timmy Durham confronted Latham in the driveway.
The guy he was about to confront went inside the house and retrieved two knives and a stun gun.
Latham allegedly stabbed 52-year-old Timmy Durham to death. Then he called 911.
There's blood all over the place. I just got assaulted and jumped.
Are you the one that got stabbed?
No, that was the other victim, but I got beat up really bad and I had blood all over me.
Latham is claiming self-defense.
It's not self-defense. If it was self-defense, he would have entered the house and never came back out, and he would have called the police.
Latham is now charged with aggravated manslaughter.
He wanted to be TikTok famous.
He wanted to be TikTok famous. Did he lure this husband and father into his garage in order to stun gun and knife him dead? Take a listen to TikTok video of Zachary Latham's.
I'm calling the cops on you, that's good. All right. Yeah.
start hearing him record what's happening. It's my understanding, Levi Page, that what happened is Latham takes off and swerves at high speed at the Durham's nephew or son, swerves out intentionally, knowing that this is the Durham's relative. He swerves, comes back in, and goes home, knowing that that would make the Durham's come over. When the Durham's come over, he's waiting in the garage with a stun gun and a knife. That's how I understand it. What do you know?
You're correct, Nancy. He almost hit their son with his vehicle. And that is when this big altercation broke out in the driveway of Zachary Latham's home.
Well, tell me what happened exactly.
Okay, so they were fighting. They got into a scuffle, and Zachary Latham had a knife, and he pulled out his knife and stabbed 52-year-old William Durham, and William Durham later died.
No. Yeah, I mean, yes and no. Yes, that happened, but I need to know what happened just before the stabbing, because I've got to determine, he's claiming self-defense. Was it self-defense, or did he lure Durham into his garage, as prosecutors say? Jackie, let's play that Nat sound again. This is TikTok. It's our cut six. That Latham, he swerves at their son. You said it was son, correct? Swerves at the Durham son, who's outside. Then he hightails it to his home. Then the Durhams come over there and confront him about swerving his car. Okay. Listen to this. This is his TikTok. Do you think this is self-defense? Listen.
I got a knife, dude. You better play.
I'm getting the
off. I'm calling the cops on you. That's good. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Let's analyze what we're hearing. To you, James Shelnut, 27 years, Metro Major case, SWAT. What are you hearing? This guy clearly is not that afraid. He's taking a TikTok, threatening to call police on the Durhams when they confront him about swerving. Hey, did I ever tell you the twins, when they were really little, they loved to catch bugs. Okay, we had all this bug accoutrement where you'd put the bug in this thing so it could, this little net thing so it could live, and fake, magnifying glasses and little digging utensils. And we would go over to the Methodist Church, which is near where we live, where we go, and look for bugs, okay? And we could spend hours looking for bugs, right? Now, I'm getting somewhere with this, James. One day we were looking for bugs, and this young guy, I think he was about 16 or 17, had this souped up truck. And what I mean by that, he had put monster tires on it. And he came through the church parking lot, which is full of speed bumps. I mean, big ones. Flying through the church parking lot. And he came and swerved at us. I threw the twins behind me and got in between me and the truck. I'm not kidding. This guy, Brat, he was no more than 3 feet from us standing there. And we were actually, I was off the curb. The twins were behind me by a tree where they were looking for bugs. I pushed them back as fast as I could. He had to be going 50 miles an hour in a parking lot. Well, you know, I got that tag number. And the twins were crying. It was the biggest mess, James Shelnut. We left immediately. Turns out he was from this privileged family, and we called police. Long story short, everything went away, and they took the truck away from the kid for a while, and that's what happened. But that can be deadly. I mean, I don't blame the parents for going and confronting. The same thing happened to us in a parking lot.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we're talking about the brutal death, the stun gunning, and the knifing death of a father, a husband, a corrections officer. I'm talking about William Timmy Durham Sr., just 51 years old, in the prime of his life, dead. Over what? So they go over to Latham's home and start yelling at him about swerving at their son. I don't blame them. I mean, do you blame them? They didn't come over armed. There was no gun. They didn't have a knife. They didn't have a stun gun. Nothing.
No, I don't blame them for 2 seconds. And, you know, they had initially tried to call the police. You know, normally when you look at the situation like this from a law enforcement perspective, you say, you know what? You shouldn't have gone over to this person's house. You should have called the police. They had already done that. And now this guy nearly kills one of their family members. Yeah, I agree with you. They're going to go up there and talk to him about it. And this guy seems like he's producing his own action movie through TikTok. And he's clearly provoking this situation, clearly perpetuating this. I believe that he wanted them to come up there, and he got what he wanted when they showed up at his house.
And I'll tell you why I think that. I think you're right. To Wendy Patrick, California prosecutor, author of Red Flags, the book, host of Live with Dr. Wendy on KCBQ. Wendy, he had his girlfriend slash wife, the teenager, named Sarah, who was recording the entire thing for TikTok. She was recording because it was her and Latham's intent to post the videos and become TikTok famous. In other words, when the Durhams came over to confront him about swerving at their son, she was standing there with her phone recording the whole thing. What about that? They come over and then he runs in. Latham runs in. The dad goes after, not into the home, over to the garage, which is open, all on TikTok.
Yeah, you know, the title of this could be a fatal attraction to fame, because it appears to have been staged for the purpose of causing a conflict. Now, who would have known how bad that conflict would have escalated? You know, Mr. Latham is an 18-year-old National Guard private.
He's a brat.
This isn't just some kid that doesn't know any better. And so that's why when you have somebody like this, 100 miles an hour, swerving at a neighbor, and probably emboldened that the police didn't stop him, then you have to believe, you know, what was the motive for provoking this horribly avoidable conflict? And you're absolutely right. The fact that it was being filmed simultaneously only goes to show what his motive could have been.
You know, they're filming it so they can, quote, go viral again. Joining me right now, special guest, Dr. Kendall Crowns, Deputy Medical Examiner, Travis County, Texas. That's Austin. Dr. Crowns, thank you for being with us and taking time away literally from the autopsy table to be with us. How quickly does it take for somebody to bleed out with a stab wound?
It depends on where the location of the stab wound is, but it can be just a matter of minutes, anywhere from a couple of minutes to 10 to 15 minutes. But if you hit like a major vessel, like the femoral artery in your leg or the aorta in your chest, you can be dead within less than 2 minutes.
You know, my old colleague, Rick Sanchez, took a stun gun hit to prove how debilitating it is. And it's my understanding, Levi Page, Crime Online, that this 18-year-old brat first stun gunned Mr. Durham, then stabbed him. Tell me what you know.
Yes, Nancy, he had a stun gun, and he fired the stun gun and as a warning to tell the Durham family to leave him alone. The Durham family, they were not armed. They were visibly unarmed. And he ended up getting into a physical altercation with 52-year-old Michael Durham, and that's when he stabbed him multiple times with the knife that he had.
You know, I want to circle back to the second part of the 911 call that we originally played, because I know for a fact, according to all the witnesses and the police report, there was not a weapon. William, quote, Timmy Durham Sr. did not have a weapon. They were just all outside, I guess, in their yard when Latham swerves at the son. It's our cut 1C.
How are you injured, sir?
My windpipe was busted, and I got stomped out and choked by like 10 people.
All right. And where are you bleeding from?
I don't know. There's blood all over me. I don't even know if it's cut. There's blood all over our garage.
Okay.
The person
came in and said they had guns and they were going to kill us, and they came in my garage and attacked all of us. There was four people.
Okay. Hold on 1 second for the police, okay?
Okay.
I mean, even the 911 dispatch operator knows something is wrong. So you hear the, in my mind, what you hear, Wendy Patrick, is the defendant, the brat, Zachary Latham, setting up a self-defense. First he says there's 10 people, then it went down to 4. And the dispatch says, well, where were you stabbed? And he goes, I don't know. I don't know, but there's blood all over me. He wasn't stabbed. Nothing happened to him, Wendy.
Yeah, there might be blood all over him, but it's not his blood. And that's going to come back to get him when this story gets out. And not only that, Nancy, but as you point out, even the 911 operator is listening not only to his tone of voice, but also to the inconsistency of his statement. And that's, again, going to come back to bite him. This is just not the kind of 911 call that screams the kind of credibility that you would need to believe exactly what he's saying, particularly because he's asked if he's injured, he's asked if he's bleeding, and the answers he gives are completely non-responsive to reflect maybe the reality that he's covered with the victim's blood, but certainly not that he was the victim.
So to Dr. Kendall Crowns, I was talking about my colleague taking a taser to show how debilitating it is. It's painful. What this guy, the victim, William Timmy Durham Sr., was tasered and stabbed dead. What does a taser do to you?
Well, a taser will disrupt you, your brain or your neurological system, and causes you to collapse. It also causes intense pain. So the people that I've seen tasered on videos, they usually contract fairly heavily and scream out and then fall to the ground. So it not only causes you to have pain, but it also causes you to contract involuntarily.
Another thing that makes me believe this was all set up to psychiatrist Dr. Angela Arnold. Dr. Arnold, the girlfriend slash wife of the brat, her name is Sarah, said, you guys better back off because you're not going to like what's coming out of the house. Seems like she already knew he was coming out with a taser and a knife.
Yeah. And it sounds like this is, it had escalated to more than what it should have. Oh, my goodness. Does that speak to premeditated, Nancy?
Well, yeah, when you lure someone in, Levi Page, Mr. Durham was tasered and he was stabbed. Do you know where he was stabbed?
He was stabbed multiple times. I think it was around his chest. I know he had a wound underneath his armpit.
And now this family is left without their dad. Dr. Kendall Crowns, how quickly would he have bled out? Multiple stab wounds to the chest and under the arm. That looks like he may have been aiming for the heart, but got under the arm.
Wounds to the chest, you're going to hit the lungs as well as the heart and possibly the major vessels going into the heart. So he's going to bleed out in probably under a minute. Plus, if he's stabbed under the arm, that's going to also collapse a lung. It's going to make it hard for him to breathe. So it would be quite painful, and he'd die relatively quickly.
And the family all just standing there watching their husband, their dad, die.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, a corrections officer now dead over a confrontation with a neighbor who wanted TikTok fame. Take a listen to our friend Howard Monroe at CBS 3 Philly.
Time stopped in Vineland, New Jersey Saturday as they said goodbye to one of their own. Corrections Officer William Durham, who was known by friends and family as Timmy, was killed while off duty on Monday.
Timmy was a great man. He was a great officer, a family man.
Officer Durham's widow, Catherine, was guided by their two children to greet the procession of cars. Because of social distancing guidelines, New Jersey isn't allowing more than 10 people to gather at once. So, on a cold and blistery day, friends and supporters came to them. Mrs. Durham made sure to wave to every car and tap her heart.
He would say, this is too much. He always called me G. G, this is way too much. Don't do this. He was always about other people.
Michael Gallagher is a longtime friend of Durham's and the vice president of their union. Durham worked at the Southwoods State Prison. The 300-car procession was led by a New Jersey State Police helicopter.
totally senseless, completely senseless. Now this guy is dead. And I got another little surprise for you. I think that the brat, Zachary Latham, now remember, he stun gunned the dad, then he stabbed him multiple times, even though the dad was unarmed. I don't know how they're considering that to be voluntary manslaughter, not murder. But to top it all off, here you have a prior post. Listen to this, Wendy Patrick, James Shelnut, you're the lawyers on today. A separate clip is a warning from the brat, Zachary Latham. I got a knife, dude, and he has a previous post holding a gun and says that this is how you handle neighbors. He has a gun. This is how you handle neighbors. And that was before he stabbed his neighbor dead. I mean, to me, that's all you need to show a jury, Wendy Patrick.
Yeah, that's what we call pretty good circumstantial evidence of intent, which is what a jury's going to be looking at. You know, to have a neighbor feud turn fatal is not the way you handle neighbors. And it's a sad state of the affairs of society that so many followers would be liking posts or following posts or retweeting or reposting something that would advocate that kind of violence.
And the widow says people are driving by her home, revving their engines, just to make it worse. Now, James Shelnut, now lawyer, prior to that 27 years Metro Major case, isn't it true, under the law, intent to commit an act, such as murder, can be either express or implied? Express intent, under the law, is when you say, I'm going to kill you, or you expressly convey you want to kill. Implied intent is when you do an act that speaks for itself. You stab someone multiple times, or you post a TikTok saying, this is how you take care of neighbors, and show yourself with a gun. I think that is implied intent.
I think you're 100% correct, and I agree with you. I think that when the jury sees, if the prosecution's got any sense, if the jury sees this video, him holding a gun saying, this is how you take care of neighbors, I think it's lights out for this kid. You know, what's scary to me is that this kid, you know, supposedly in the National Guard has access to weapons in that role. This kid needs some help.
He's not a kid. Quite, will you please quit saying that? He's not a kid.
Well, this young adult needs some help. And it is scary to me.
And he can get it behind bars.
In that position, those types of weapons.
Well, I said he can get it behind bars. But as a matter of fact, Levi Page, he's not behind bars.
You're absolutely correct, Nancy. A judge granted his release, and this is what the judge wrote in their ruling. The state did not meet its burden to detain, that there are no conditions that would reasonably assure the defendant's appearance in court when required, the protection of the safety of any other person in the community, and the defendant will not obstruct or attempt to obstruct the criminal justice process. Therefore, the defendant is released on level 2 monitoring. Therefore, the motion for pretrial detention is denied, and Latham is released. He's now in Florida now, and there were no monetary conditions attached to his release either.
So he's already fled the jurisdiction. He's in Florida. Jackie, you're waving something at me about he's continuing to post. Could you show me that again, please? So this guy has actually walked free from behind bars. I wonder what brilliant judge did that. Oh, he's been posting on the Durham's friends' social media since he's gotten out. Now, see, right there, to me, that's intimidating witnesses. Are you familiar with that, James Shelnut, intimidating witnesses? That's what you're not supposed to do when you're on bond.
Oh, I'm very familiar with it, and I have seen it happen many times. You know, and in addition to intimidating witnesses, you know, Nancy, out of 28 years of a legal career between working as a detective, working as an attorney, I have dealt with a lot of situations to where people killed someone and it was legally justified, whether it's through investigation, defense, or otherwise. You know, out of 28 years of doing that, I have never seen a person who justifiably killed another person turn around afterwards and harass the victim's family. That is just completely opposite of what I have seen throughout my career. And it goes further to me to show what his true frame of mind was.
And what is, who's this judge, Levi Page? I researched it and I can't remember his name. What judge let this guy go? I mean, this family must feel like there ain't no justice at all to then let Latham walk. And now he's taunting the victim's family and friends on social media. Can he not stop himself? Do you know the judge's name?
I don't have the judge's name in front of me, Nancy, but the conditions of his release were so lenient that he was even allowed to leave the state, Nancy. And another aspect of this that has a lot of people confused is that Latham is using a public defender, but in his TikTok videos, he brags about the sports cars that he has, including a Corvette, which is not very cheap. So people are wondering, if you drive a Corvette at 18 years old, why do you have a public defender as well? So that's another aspect of this case people are questioning.
Apparently, a Vineland man charged in neighbor's death can stay free until trial, says an appellate court, the New Jersey Appellate Court. They've backed up the judge. I just can't believe it. The public defender is representing him, as you said. It's Superior Court Judge William Ziegler rubber-stamped the defendant's request to walk free. And now the defendant is out mocking and taunting the victim's friends on social media. This is not the first time a thug or a criminal has used TikTok to get famous. Take a listen to Jason Dennis and Barbara Gothler at WVTM 9 News.
The arrest comes just 2 days after taunting law enforcement on social media app TikTok. William Reeves Durga posted a video on TikTok with the caption, "Come and get me," stating he was wanted by police. Well, that video was viewed nearly 4 million times and got nearly 1 million likes.
Durga is being charged with possession of cocaine and use of a communication facility. During the charge of a felony, seven others were arrested in late June after an undercover investigation in LaGrange at Main Street Pub. More arrests are expected.
Well, that's just felony stupid. He posts this online with all his dope and says, "Come and get me." Well, they did. Now, take a listen how TikTok played a role in discovering two dead bodies in a suitcase. Listen to our friend Graham Johnson, KIRO7.
Hours before Seattle police put up crime scene tape to investigate the discovery of human remains at Duwamish Head, it appears a group of young people made a video of that discovery.
So we just found this suitcase, and we're going to get it. Okay, so they're like opening it up with the sticks.
They added music and graphics and put it on TikTok.
Oh, it is a bag. Oh, my God. And it's like, it washed up. So we called the police twice. It's been 2 hours and the water is like rising.
In a blog post on Friday, Seattle police wrote detectives are investigating several bags containing human remains.
Can you imagine seeing that TikTok of teens out shooting videos and they find the remains of your mother or your father, dead bodies in a suitcase, and they're opening it up with a stick? And the music's playing in the background like it's a music video. Well, this is the latest that we know of in the current case, the case in chief. Zachary Latham on bond as we await justice. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.